Chapter 5
Hork-Bajir! Rachel snarled. A year ago, that name would have meant nothing to me. It would have just been some nonsense word. But now I knew the Hork-Bajir. The Andalite who gave us our powers had told us that the Hork-Bajir were once a decent, peaceful species. But they had been enslaved by the Yerks. All of them were controllers now. The entire species carried the Yerk slugs in their heads. And with the Yerks controlling their every action, the Hork-Bajir were walking killing machines. Amazingly fast, incredibly strong, armored, bladed, almost fearless. They were the shock troops of the Yerk Empire. Hork-Bajir had come close to killing Rachel several times, and all of us had felt the Hork-Bajir blades at least once.
"What is a Hork-Bajir doing, coming out in broad daylight?" Rachel asked.
I looked closely. The Hork-Bajir was climbing some kind of ladder. When it reached the surface, it blinked its reptile-like eyes at the light. It climbed out and stood, like some vision of a demon. Then I noticed there was a second Hork-Bajir coming up behind it.
"There's two of them," Rachel said.
"Yeah. And you know what? I think they look scared." Just then, the alarm was deafening to my hawk hearing. The sound screamed up from the hole in the ground. The two Hork-Bajir jerked in surprise and fear. One of them grabbed the other and held it close for a split second. In an instant, they were off and running through the forest. Running as if their lives depended on it. And let me tell you something. Hork-Bajir can move out when they want. Those big, long legs take big, long steps. They plowed into the brush, slashing wildly with their bladed arms, slicing through bushes and thorns and small trees like a harvester going through a wheat field.
"How are you doing on morph time?" I asked Rachel.
"I still have an hour at least," she said.
"So, we follow these guys?"
"Oh, yeah."
We flapped to gain some of the altitude we'd lost and prepared to follow the Hork-Bajir. Not much of a challenge, really. They were chopping a path straight through the woods that a blind man could follow.
"They're not exactly into that stealth thing, are they?"
Rachel commented. And that's when things really broke loose. Up from the hole in the ground, humans poured. Armed humans. Men and women dressed in an array of normal-looking human clothing. Controllers, of course. Not that you could tell by looking, but I knew now that hole led down to the Yerk pool, and there was no doubt in my mind. These humans were human controllers, slaves to the Yerks in their heads. They carried human weapons. Automatic rifles, handguns, shotguns. The Yerks were going after the two Hork-Bajir. But they were being careful. They were sending only human controllers. They weren't going to risk any more Hork-Bajir being seen by normal people. 20, 30 human controllers climbed up out of the hole.
"They'll never catch them,"
Rachel said. "I know. What is going on here? Are those Hork-Bajir trying to escape somehow?" Up from the hole, machines began to appear. They seemed to levitate. I almost laughed when I saw them.
Dirt bikes? The Yerks have motorcycles?
It seemed bizarre, even funny. The Yerks have faster-than-light spacecraft. Now they were using dirt bikes?
"Uh-oh,"
Rachel said.
"The Hork-Bajir are fast, but they aren't that fast."
Human controllers were firing up the motorcycles. I could hear the sputtering roar of the engines. In all, 15 Yamahas and Kawasakis came up through that hole. The motorcycles took off. Some had just one rider. Others had two, one to steer and one to shoot. The Hork-Bajir had a lead of a few hundred yards, but they'd never outrun this small army. As I watched from the safety of the air above, the motorcycles roared off through the woods in pursuit. They churned up dirt and leaves and shattered the quiet. And they gained quickly on the two fleeing Hork-Bajir. Rifles barked. Motorcycles roared. The Hork-Bajir ran, but the bikes leaped and twisted and snaked toward them. Rifles, automatic weapons, and shotguns all ripped apart the tree trunks. The human controllers were firing wildly, firing at anything that moved. From the ground, they couldn't see the Hork-Bajir yet, but they could see flashes of them, and they kept on shooting.
"This is going to be all over in about 10 seconds, Rachel said grimly. "What are we going to do?"
"You want to help Hork-Bajir?"
I asked incredulously. "Have you ever heard the saying, 'The enemy of my enemy is my friend'? The Yerks want these two Hork-Bajir dead. That's good enough for me."
"Me too," I said. "We'll have to use Thoughtspeak. Talk directly to them."
"Let's do it," Rachel said.
I would have smiled if I'd had a mouth. Rachel is so brave, she is just short of being reckless. I like that about her.
"Hey, Hork-Bajir down there!"
I saw them stagger, as though they were shocked and amazed to be hearing Thoughtspeak. Like that was their major problem.
"You're about 10 seconds away from being dead," I said. "Listen to me, and you just might get out of this alive."